reading this evening is from St. John chapter 1. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered him, "Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Unite my heart to fear your name, that I may walk in your truth.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
In the name of Jesus, amen. There's a lot of things we could take from our reading this evening from John chapter 1, but I'll just highlight maybe one or two things, and that is asking the question, what are you seeking? So he's saying, seek ye first the kingdom of God, seek and you will find. Our reading has a theme of finding, and that word finding has an indication that you were looking for something, and then you found it. So notice verse 43. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. Right? Jesus decided to go somewhere, and he found Philip. So Jesus finds Philip first because of Jesus' decision to go to Galilee. Jesus finds Philip. He says, "Follow me." Because Jesus went to Galilee, because Jesus found Philip, because Jesus was seeking Philip, verse 45, Philip then goes and he finds Nathanael. And he says, "We have found him, whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." So they were looking for the Messiah. They were looking for the Son of God. They were looking for the promises of all of Moses and the prophets to be fulfilled. That's what they were searching for. Now, there's so many different things that we could be searching for. Searching for contentment, happiness, joy, things going on in marriage, things going on with the family, things going on in the workplace, things going on in the church and the government. But Jesus tells us, seek first the kingdom of God. And we have here Nathanael and Philip as an example for us. They have found him because they were searching for him. And they have found him only because he found them first. Jesus decided to go and find Philip. And because Jesus found Philip, Philip finds Nathanael. So this is kind of that theme that goes along with the lost coin in Luke 15, right? That woman searches for the lost coin, and this is to talk about your Savior's love for you. He seeks you first. That's an amazing sort of thing. Or the father, the prodigal son, he goes and he sins left and right. He runs away from the father. He wishes that the father is dead, and yet the father still looks for him to come back. And then when he sees him, he runs and he says, "The son of mine who was dead is now alive, who was lost and now is found." So it's always good for you on a Wednesday evening in the midst of your busy schedules and crazy things going on in your life to be reminded of who sought you, what he did to find you, where you are in him, and what you are to seek first. Are there other things that struck you in our reading, or other things that struck you, comforted you, or brought questions upon you as you heard from the psalm or the reading?
So in the thought, Jesus found Philip first, but knowing that Philip found Nathanael, it was the plan for Philip to find Nathanael, even though Philip didn't.
Right.
So even though it seems like Nathanael, it was Philip's actions to find Nathanael, the reality is it's not. And
right.
There's so much comfort in knowing that there's a plan for us. Way before we even knew what the plan was, because Nathanael then says to Jesus, "How do you know who I am?"
Yeah.
And he's like, "I knew you beforehand."
Right.
So that's just a comfort in knowing that he knows every little grain of hair, every little strand.
It is so comforting.
That is, yeah.
I get so focused on the details and the moments and the fears and the challenges that it's so wonderful. You know, Jesus is Lord, right? I mean, that's kind of, I knew you before that. And I know you after that too.
And Nathaniel reminds me of Doubting Thomas, because he says, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?"
Right.
And why are you doubting? I told you were going to find
it. Right. We were seeking, and now I told you found, and now you're, Yeah.
And the thought that come and see, you know, we don't believe nothing sometimes unless we see it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you come and see.
Right. But yet, and there you do see. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's amazing. There's God in the flesh. But, you know, do you see, when you see Jesus, you see God in the flesh, and how many people saw him and still didn't believe, too. But come and see. I mean, come to church and see. Come and hear the prayers. Come and hear the word. Come and hear the songs. Come and see. But yeah, that's how John will end, Miss Corleen. The Gospel of John will end. You were doing that Wednesday morning. You were thinking about the end of John too. Now you got me thinking at the end of John here this evening too. But that's how John will end, because that's Doubting Thomas. Jesus will say, you know, "Blessed are you because you see and believe. Even more blessed are those who don't see and yet believe."
I was reading some in a devotion book this morning. It said how people, some come, they stand the scene, they sit to listen, but they go back out the same way they come in.
Mm-hmm.
So,
rather than knowing that Jesus changes you. I mean, he changes your faith. He changes your love. Yeah. Other things too from this reading. So maybe the final thing will be verse 1 of our psalm. And it's not labeled verse 1, but it's right after the antiphon, right after that verse 10. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and he heard my cry. It was maybe a theme that fits the whole reading. They were searching for the right thing. And they teach us to do that. They teach us to search for the right thing. But yet, how long were they searching? You know, for years and years and years, until Jesus found Philip. And then they say, hey, we found him. We found him who's already found us. You know, and St. John will have that reading too. And now we love him because we first found out he first loved us. Well, let's pray. Let's rise and sing. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who governs all things in heaven and on earth, mercifully hear the prayers of your people and grant us your peace through all our days. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gracious Jesus, we thank you that in the miracle of miracles, we find out that you are one who has sought us, and you have purchased us with your own precious blood and innocent suffering and death, that we might be your own, that we belong to you. Grant that this strengthen our faith in the midst of suffering and struggles, that it strengthen our love, knowing that all things work together for the good of those who love you and are called according to your purpose. Hear us as we Christians pray, knowing that you hear us even before we speak, for our communities, our workplaces, our government, our churches, and all of those that we now name with our hearts and voices.
Tony Knox, Henry Brown.
Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have graciously kept me this day, and I pray that you would forgive me all my sins where I have done wrong, and graciously keep me this night. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul, and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.